When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler at Greenbuild 2015 in Washington, D.C. This show is all about sustainability, so why not talk to a guy whose title is the Global Sustainability Expert, and he is Ron Vogelweide with Whirlpool. So talk to me about what the consumer appetite is for sustainability in today's world.
Yeah, off the charts. So I think this is where it really is meeting where the expectation of the consumer is. There's just a latent expectation. Over 90% of consumers are really focused on how can they bring energy and energy efficiency into the real world and to where they live. And that's where it really starts, is in the home.
Now, don't consumers tend to get overwhelmed when they think about this because they see it as a big topic and not one that they can maybe break down into smaller projects and get a little bit more sustainable step by step?
Yeah, so that's been the big issue before. There's no easy button, if you will, for how do you achieve energy efficiency. And I think a lot of people, there's a lot of messages out there. I think the big start is, how do you look at efficiency? And I think this is where we haven't done well as an industry, especially in appliances, really telling people the efficiency story. And I think this is why we're here today, and why you'll hear a lot more from us here in the near future. So,
okay, so by way of an example, you have a new product that you're rolling out. It's called Whirlpool HydroCare. Now, this is a dryer, and dryers were actually one of the least efficient appliances for many, many, many decades. And even when we talk about Energy Star standards and things like that, the dryers were sort of the odd man out. They weren't available. They weren't rated by Energy Star. And all of that is kind of changing now because the technology is changing. And now you guys are building what you call a heat pump dryer. How is this more efficient than what we've had in the past?
Yeah, so it works totally different. So instead of just blasting your clothes with heat, one, it drives, bad fabric care performance. But what we're doing here is essentially like an air conditioner or dehumidifier would. So we're dehumidifying your clothes, which makes it a lot more efficient, because we've learned from our refrigerators that now use less than a 60-watt light bulb. So your iMac on idle actually uses more energy than that 5-door refrigerator we have here today. So what we've done with this is it uses ventless drying. So not only did we take the technology up, but we made it more versatile. So it's about choice. So we did a lot of different things. So one, it uses a closed loop system to dehumidify your clothes. So we extract the water out of it, condense it, but we don't vent it back into the house and we don't vent it outside. So it does even better than a traditional condensing dryer. And then we didn't sacrifice capacity. So one of the big things in sustainability for Whirlpool that we've been driving is, one, how do we make positive impacts, but how do we not compromise performance? And that's kind of sustainability 1.0. You had the CFL bulbs that make you look sick. You couldn't throw them away. They had mercury. What we've done here is really leapfrogged and done essentially the Tesla of dryers, and just did a step function change where it doesn't work with essentially heaters anymore and blowing air outside of your house. We're actually recirculating out all that hot air, and we can get up to 71% more efficient on the product.
Yeah, I guess the end result of dehumidified clothing is dry clothing.
Exactly. So we're just, you put the water in, we take the water out, but we do it a lot more efficiently. And then we have settings that allow the consumer, if you want to do fast, you can do fast. If you want to do super efficient, you can do super efficient, and really play off on the consumer choice side of the equation as well.
Now, traditional heat pumps have backup systems built into it. So if you call for more heat than the system can deliver, it switches to kind of a resistance backup, which is more expensive to run but gets the job done faster. Does a dryer, heat pump dryer work the same way?
Yeah, so that's why it's a hybrid heat pump. So we do have the heat in there to do that, to actually drive that energy boost and be able to also drive the speed down to what a traditional condensing dryer may take 3-4 hours and be half the size. We're able to do the combination of technologies in the right way and not vent to the house and give you the versatility of just a 120 plug-in to actually do heat pumps anywhere in the house, multifamily, single family, you name it. We can put it anywhere, even your bedroom closet.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the ventless technology. So what exactly happens to all that lint that we're used to pulling out of our dryer?
Yeah, so we have a two-stage. So if you think about one of the big things about refrigerators, how do you keep them, or dehumidifiers, is how do you clean the coils? What we do is we have a customer-facing secondary lint filter that keeps those coils clean to keep it efficient through the whole life of the product. So it's only about every 2 weeks. You have to clean that out with a traditional lint dryer filter.
So you don't have the fire hazard you would have typically associated with a non-ventless dryer.
Exactly. You get rid of that completely. You get rid of all the building code issues, where you have to place it, what do you want to do with it. So it drives a totally different flexibility from both a design, retrofit, and placement.
Now we know why you were in charge of global sustainability for Whirlpool. Ron Vogelweed, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.